Tens of thousands of Venezuelans went into the streets today to send a message to their embattled president, Nicolas Maduro. They want Maduro and the Venezuelan military that supports him to let the aid in. Desperately needed shipments of food and medicine have been stopped at the border with Colombia because Maduro says the aid is really just a ruse, something for the Americans to use to overthrow his government. The BBC's Orla Guerin sat down to speak with Maduro in the capital, Caracas. She asked him if he's confident that he has the support of his people, then why wouldn't he participate in a new election?
Listen, Orla, please, it's a war. I pray that God enlightens you. It's a political war of the United States Empire, of the interests of the extreme right that today is governing, of the Ku Klux Klan that rules the White House to take over Venezuela, and they have created a political, communications and diplomatic strategy. They are warmongering in order to take over Venezuela.
Do you really think that Ku Klux Klan are ruling America?
I believe that the extremist sector of the white supremacists of the Ku Klux Klan is in charge of the United States. I believe it's a gang of extremists.
So is President Trump a white supremacist?
He is, publicly and openly. He has encouraged the fascist tendencies, the neo-fascists and neo-Nazis within the United States, in Europe, in Latin America. It's an extremist tendency that hates the world. They hate us, they belittle us, because they only believe in their own interests and in the interests of the United States. So in this battle that we're leading for Venezuela, I tell you, it's a battle that goes beyond our country. I call upon the people of the world to wake up, open your eyes, to see that it is an aggression against a peaceful country, that Venezuela has many problems like many other countries in the world. And if you really want to help Venezuela, you have to support peace. Say no to the intervention.
Guerin pressed Maduro on why he's preventing that aid from entering the country. As I said earlier, we're talking food and medicine that's just sitting in warehouses across the Venezuelan border in Colombia.
Do we have problems? Yes. But Venezuela is not a country with hunger. Venezuela has very high levels of access to food, and the stereotype, the stigma of hunger they try to lay on us has only one objective, to present a humanitarian crisis that does not exist in Venezuela in order to push for intervention. So don't come here with a cheap show, a show of indignity, of humiliation, and offer $20 million in a food that is toxic and rotten.
But many working Venezuelans say their country desperately needs international aid. We reached out to 27-year-old Alejandro Guzman. Although Guzman has a law degree, he says he can't find clients because the economy is such a wreck. I asked him what he made of President Maduro's claim that Venezuela is not experiencing a real humanitarian crisis.
His script is to deny the crisis. It's just wrong. The Venezuelan people need that food because the actual fact is that people are starving on the streets. You yourself, I'm sure you can watch people on the streets eating from garbage at night.
Yeah.
And that's just in Caracas. Inside the Venezuela, if you travel to another state, you will see the worst phase of the humanitarian crisis.
Maduro also said the United States is insulting Venezuela's dignity by offering this food assistance. Do you see it as an insult?
No, because I understand that not only the United States, but more than 60 countries are trying to help the Venezuelans. And when you recognize that you need help, you are not throwing away your dignity. And that's humbling to the Venezuelan people.
That's Alejandro Guzman, a lawyer who spoke with me from Caracas.